today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Glory to God. Don't ever judge somebody by the state they're in right now. Don't judge me because I'm shedding some tears, man. Let me tell you something. God is on my side. God is going to bring me out. He always lets me know I'm with you. Glory to God. And I'm giving him the glory and the praise. And God will let you know he's with you. He's doing it even now. Your Redeemer is speaking. The Holy One of Israel. Not just Merton, but God is speaking to his people.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, He Touched Me Again. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 13 and 14.
Isaiah chapter 41, verses 13 and 14. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, for I will help you. I wish I had a growing church. Let me start over again. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Verse 14, fear not. You what? Worm Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
I'm starting a series today called Divine Encounters. Today's message is entitled, He Touched Me Again. He touched me again. Say that with me. He touched me again. Can you say to your neighbor, say neighbor. I don't do this, but we got to do it today. Touch your neighbor, say neighbor. He's going to touch you again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to touch you again. And may God bless the hearer and the doer of his word. Father, thank you for this moment, for the grace measure, for the moment, for the injection of mercy that is refreshed every morning. For this moment, infuse us. Unite this congregation with the leader as we follow you, Lord. Through every mountain you brought us over, through every valley you've seen us through, we know you will never leave us nor forsake us. Prepare our hearts for your word by giving us an ear to hear, a mind that is attentive to comprehend, that heart that's ready to receive, open, Lord, and a spirit that can contain what you infuse, even by your word that's quick and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword. We surrender our will in exchange for yours. We thank you for this moment. Have your way. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I will help you. Our confession of faith, it should be on the screen in a moment, and I want you to do it and open your mouth and say it. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God. Contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. Quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Your confession of faith over the word of God. Isaiah is so clear. In chapter 41, he speaks, and I use the word didactically. It means God is not necessarily using a preacher to do it. He says, for I am going to do this. For I, the Lord, your God, will hold your right hand. Very strategic. That's an infusion of strength, saying to you, not just to your neighbor, but to you, fear not. We must eradicate fear. I'm coming against it this morning. And I will assist you. Amen. I'm going to help you. Actually, he's gone out before you to help you before you know it. God has already visited your tomorrow. He's already told them to give you favor. He's already told them that they need to make sure you're safe. He's already worked it out. And all you got to do is go through the process. It's just that simple. Say that with me. It's just that simple. God has already gone out before us. He says, I am going to help you, to assist you, to make sure you're safe, to make sure you don't have to worry. And the reason I'm eradicating the worry is because you've been distracted way too long. You're distracted from day to day about what's going to happen. So I'm going to fix it so you can focus your faith. And you can give God the glory and the praise because you've been drained. You can't even praise. I don't know if I want to stay. I don't even know if I want to go. I don't even know if I want to go to church this morning because I don't feel right. And God said, I'm going to fix this so you can stop giving your foolishness all of the worship and you can give God all of the praise. How many of you know we can worship foolishness? Feelings, worshiping feelings. When we should be worshiping the ever-living God. And if he did it before, come on, Ty Tribbett, he can do it again. Now, verse 14 is going to hurt because he says, don't fear, you worm. I didn't say it. He said it. Now, what he's doing is trying to show you just how low we can crawl. Because some of us think he's going to help us because we're all of that. He says the stage you're in right now is not the butterfly stage. It's the worm stage. You hanging upside down in the form of a J. I'm trying to develop something in you, but you're still in the worm stage. So I'm going to help you while you're developing. Now, it's hard to say I'm a worm. But I've taken the challenge. I don't care how well or how nice I look, I'm always reminded that without God, I'm just a worm. Let me tell you something. When you die and you put in the ground, guess what goes to your flesh? If you think you all that because you spent a lot of money on this, once you die, you're not even worth $5. And in about 2 weeks, the one you say you love is moving on. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm telling you right now. 6 months later, they got another dude, another girl. They ready to move on. They weep and cry, but they ready to move on. And somebody you know is whispering in their ear. I wouldn't put my confidence in that. I will put my confidence in God. Can I get an amen? For you, worm, Jacob. He didn't say Israel here. He says Jacob. Because I'm going to remind you of who you were before you met me at the fort of Jabbok when you crossed over and you were left alone and the angel wrestled with you. Many of us forget the moment where God shifted things in our lives. We only look at where we are right now. But there was a moment when you had to cross over the fort of Jabbok and there was no church people around you, nobody to help you, no family member to help you, no issue that they could do to make sure you're safe, and God showed up in the worm stage and he pulled you out of that circumstance and he wanted you to grab his hand. You were walking toward him and suddenly you looked at the circumstance and started to sink, but he grabbed you by the hand, hallelujah, lift you back up, and you kept walking on what other people are sinking in, and he brought you to a safe place, and we forgot it because of what we're going through today. But I dare you to give him a praise for what he's going to do tomorrow. I dare you to put your issues to the side. I dare you to give God the glory and the praise. Come on, act like you know it. Send that praise into this week and watch God open up doors. I know he did some good stuff for you, but he's about to blow your mind. Fear not, you worm, Jacob. You men of Israel, come on, man. What's wrong with you? Why can't you praise, man? You men of Israel, why can't you praise, man? You got to give God the glory and the praise, man. I will help you, says the Lord. Though you're in the state you're in, I'm going to reach out, find a hand, put my hand in your hand, pull you out, transform you. Develop you, men of Israel. One verse, you a worm, but you also men. One verse, you a worm, but you're also a man. You're crawling, but I see potential. Glory to God. Don't ever judge somebody by the state they're in right now. Don't judge me because I'm shedding some tears, man. Let me tell you something. God is on my side. God is going to bring me out. He always lets me know I'm with you. Glory to God. And I'm giving him the glory and the praise. And God will let you know he's with you. He's doing it even now. Your Redeemer is speaking. The Holy One of Israel. Not just Merton, but God is speaking to his people. I believe divine encounters is a personal, often sudden experience that takes place in the lives of those who are following God. I want you to begin to expect divine encounters. Expect angels to show up. Expect dreams to occur. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but God just let me know I'm about to touch my people. Glory to God, hallelujah. A few years ago, I said God's going to bless people with $10,000 gifts, right? Many people in our church, that's what he told me, started getting $10,000. One lady got $24,000. Sometimes it's in reduction of taxes or it's in the reduction of debt. Just cancel. Let me tell you something about God, man. People can put you 6 foot under, but when God says I'm giving you favor, nobody can stop it. And I don't really understand how all that happened. I just got enough faith to speak it. Amen. Just like a spigot. Y'all know what a spigot is? Well, my grandmother used to call a faucet a spigot. I always thought she was saying speak it, but it was a spigot. What is a spigot, grandma? Well, shut up. You're so, she had another word too. You're so mannish. Well, what does that mean, a mannish? Shut up. You think you're smart. I'm just trying to get an understanding. I couldn't find mannish in the dictionary. You're so nasty. Expect divine encounters. Expect people to show up in your life that you don't know for the good. Expect to lay down and go to sleep and you're just taking a rest and all of a sudden you're taken somewhere. Expect for God to visit you in dreams. and in visions and in moments. Expect for him to shift things for you without you trying to apply. It's a divine encounter. What are you doing, Bishop Clark? I'm trying to get God's people to dream and to anticipate a new day. Is it possible? This is what you need to be saying. Is it possible that God has me next in the line of a divine encounter? Is it possible that God has already marked out a date and a time and a Kairos moment to show up in my life and I'm next? I'm here to tell you, if you're under the sound of my voice right now, that God has not forsaken you. He gave me this word. I'm going to touch my people again. Hallelujah. I touched them before, but I'm not done with you yet. I'm about to touch you again, and I'm going to shake your circumstances. Not to kill you. I'm going to let you know that I love you. This is a love shake. Glory to God. We need to have a milkshake at our church called the love shake. Glory to God. Let me pray over it. And then when people, ooh, God, my God, something happened to me. A divine encounter is a personal, it's a sudden experience of God's presence. You don't have an encounter with God without his presence. It's also, he's also not only going to show up in presence, he's going to show up in guidance. Please write it down. The divine encounter will seep over into his guidance that interrupts, write it down, 2,000% of your normal. He's about to interrupt 2,000% of your normal. You say, well, Bishop, what is 2,000%? Well, it's a lot bigger than 100%, right? I'm telling you, God is about to invade in your life. Well, there is no question if he's there. Hallelujah. It's not just his presence, because many of us don't know how to handle his presence. He says, I'm going to give you guidance, and I'm going to show up in your life through guidance and presence 2,000% that will interrupt your normal status. Jesus. Glory to God. It's not divine if it doesn't interrupt. Now, some of you all want God to interrupt, but you don't want him to disturb. Let me say that again. You want him to have an encounter, but you want things to stay the same. See, when God show up, everything is rearranged. Jesus asked this man, said, can I preach in your living room? Yeah, go ahead, young preacher. Go ahead, take the living room. I heard that you can preach. Go ahead. But when he opened his mouth, there was a reverberation. And the whole neighborhood in the city started hearing a vibration, and they gathered in the man's house. So when he started teaching, they packed into his house. Then they're standing and looking through the window and through the doors. And they're standing so much, they crowd the house. Healing starts taking place, and somebody in the neighborhood said, we got a paraplegic up in here that can't walk, and we can't get him to the door. So the scripture says that they took the man in a cart to the top of the roof, opened up the roof, and then lowered the man down using strings to lower the man in the presence of the Lord. Well, let me tell you something. Good God from Zion. Some of you can't walk. You've been devastated too long. You try to walk with God, you're still stumbling. And some of you have got tied up where you can't move any longer. But God is sending angels to take you to the top. And he's about to lower you down in the presence. He's not just going to give you presence and guidance. Miracles are about to take place. Hallelujah. God is lowering you down into a moment. Hallelujah. Well, he's about to rearrange your life. And for every homeowner that said God can come to your house, you got to be willing to give up your status quo and what you think the arrangement should be like. And you got to be able to say, whatever you want to do with me, Lord, you can do it. Hallelujah. You can have your way in my life. Come on, tell him to have his way in your life. That means he may, I'm going to hurt you, he may take the roof off the sucker. Listen. He may take the roof off of it. You want your nice little plush stuff, man, but God may want to take the roof off. And listen, when he does, miracles will take place. So I invite him into my house, into my heart. That means he can take the roof off of my house or my heart to get in some spaces that he hasn't got in before. Oh, my God. To get into some spaces that he haven't gotten in before, he may have to rearrange things. Thank you, Jesus. 2,000% disturbance. I believe these moments that the Lord is speaking about me about is transformative. Write it down. Transformative. It's going to lead you somewhere. These transformative moments are going to lead you somewhere into a deeper faith, a stronger conviction and belief. It's going to lead you and shift your perspectives. When God has a divine encounter, he's going to shift your perspectives. You're going to experience a clear reason or intent for doing things, or a clear purpose is coming. He's going to work through visions and dreams. Write it down. He's going to work through orchestrated encounters or occurrences. Orchestrated. In other words, if you've ever been to an orchestra, you have a maestro. Well, God is going to orchestrate the sound of the encounter and the disturbance. All you got to do is trust him. And you'll start hearing the symphony of his movements. Because with the move of God comes the sound. Just like every church that has the victory in it, or God's victory in it, should have a shout of victory. And I believe there's a victory in this church and in the lives of God's people. Can we send out a shout before it happens? Shout. 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 You don't know it, but you're disturbing the enemy's plans when you shout. Yes, somebody need the shout. Go. When you shout, walls come down. When you shout, you open up a portal. Oh man, I can preach. Oh my God. He's going to work through visions and dreams. He's going to, as it were, a maestro. Make sure that the orchestra is playing in your life. Glory to God. Circumstances are going to shift. Hallelujah. I said circumstances are going to shift. Glory to God. Almost every area of your life is about to shift. You've been waiting a long time, but this is your moment. Divine encounter. God, let me know. Man, I saw a train coming out the sky. A train coming out of the sky with the face of a person in front of it. Ooh. It was huge, man, and hovered over an area of carnage. And the Spirit spoke to me and said, speak and prophesy and tell them to praise me for the life that they have. I said, but God, they're bleeding. They're hemorrhaging. He commanded me to tell them, the ones that's bleeding, don't cry about the blood. I need you to praise me for the breath that you can breathe right now. And those people laying there started giving God the praise. And then life came back to them. They got up, hallelujah, and began to move out of degradation. And if you praise him right now for the life that you have, I know you don't like the way things are, but God has been good to you. And if you praise him, life is coming to you. Glory to God. Praise him. Praise him in the high. Praise him in the good times. Praise him in the bad. Praise him when things are going up. Praise him when things are down. Let everything that have breath. Touch your neighbor and say, he touched me again. Right. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. I got to teach. Isaiah 41 says, for I, the Lord your God, will hold you or touch your right hand. Saying to you, fear not, for I will help you. Glory to God. How many need some help? Well, God says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to assist you. I heard your cry.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, He Touched Me Again, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 31 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Sunday, March 29th at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past 3 decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy. March is Women History Month, and the 2026 theme, Leading the Change, Women Shaping a Sustainable Future, celebrates the contributions of women who are leading sustainability efforts across environmental, economic, educational, and social justice movements.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.